A good leader leads from the front so he can know what's coming up ahead and ward off any potential danger. Notice John chapter 10, verse 4, that the good shepherd guides us from the front. The text says he goes before them, or he goes before the sheep. Instead of driving the sheep from behind, Jesus is pictured as leading the sheep from the front, continually beckoning the sheep to follow him. And the sheep follow him because they recognize the voice of their shepherd. And notice as well that not a one of the sheep are lost. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Sometimes it's hard to know the importance of the fact that Jesus leads from the front. To lead from the front means that he's faced every wolf and every valley, and every desert and danger and threat and trial, and deemed the pathway good for us to follow behind him. Well, all of this was spoken to the religious leaders as a word of shock and awe, but they were too spiritually dense to get any of it. So Jesus keeps the shepherd sheep imagery going, but he changes the players slightly. In John chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus changes the image and begins talking about a shepherd who calls out his sheep, to the shepherd being the doorway or the gate of the sheepfold. And by labeling himself in such a way, Jesus is saying that he is the one who protects and guards his sheep from those who desire to get in and hurt them. So hear this word today. There are still thieves and robbers among us. There are those who claim to be saviors and living messiahs. They claim that you can be a God if you would just realize your Christness. And there are those who claim to speak on behalf of God apart from the revelation of Scripture. In fact, contrary to Scripture. They may not intend to do harm to the sheep, but anyone who puts Scripture aside for the sake of their own personal teachings, or anyone who twists Scripture out of context or puts you on the level of Jesus, well, that person will harm you. You must be careful to whom you listen and to whom you watch. Everyone who came before Jesus, claiming to be the answer, the Savior, was actually a thief and a pretender trying to bolster themselves and hurt the sheep. They were operating out of selfish intentions, and those people are still around, and they stand behind many pulpits in America today. But Jesus says that if you want protection, you will come to him and through him. By clinging to him and his teachings, you will be saved from spiritual harm and hunger. Jesus guides us out, and he guards us very well. Today when you pray, please pray for Daisuke Okada and his family, our missionaries in Japan. And also remember the Wo Karin LifeWord broadcast heard in Burma.